Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you again for joining with me on the Word Podcast. We're continuing our examination of 1 John chapter 3. I'm actually going to do a little cross-referencing today because this account is very, very interesting. It's something that I think we all need to know, we need to learn, we need to understand, we need to live within. So let's look at 1 John chapter 3, and I'm going to read verses 11 and 12 again. We covered those in the last episode, or at least read them. And I also want to add verse 13. So listen to these three verses. For this is the message which you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of the evil one, and slew his brother. And for what reason did he slay him? Because his deeds were evil, and his brother's were righteous. Do not be surprised, brethren, if the world hates you. Well, that's no surprise, right? The Spirit tells us not to be surprised when the world hates you. And the example that is given takes you all the way back to Genesis and the Cain and Abel account. So what happened with Cain and Abel? Okay. What happened at that time? So I thought we'd go back here and check it out real quick. Let me pull it up here. Here we go. It's in the fourth chapter of Genesis. In the fourth chapter of Genesis, verse 1 says this. Now the man, that's Adam, had relations with his wife Eve, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain. And she said to him, I have gotten a man-child with the help of the Lord. Or I have gotten a man. Or I have gotten a man, the Lord, with the Lord. Okay, with the help of the Lord. The interesting little phrase we won't get into right now, but can be interpreted in several different ways. Verse 2. Again, she gave birth to his brother, Abel. And Abel was a keeper of flocks, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And so you notice here that in these two verses right here is just saying, okay, they had a first child, Cain. They had a second child, Abel. You see how fast time goes. You see this a lot in Scripture where they just fast forward through things. One was a keeper of flocks, Abel. Cain was a tiller of the ground. And so obviously several years passed, likely at least a couple, two or three decades passed. Now, verse 3 of Genesis 4. So it came about in the course of time, okay, that Cain brought an offering to the Lord of the fruit of the ground. Abel, on his part, also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and for his offering, but for Cain and for his offering, he had no regard. So Cain became very angry, and his countenance fell. So in the course of the time, both of them, Cain and Abel, brought an offering to the Lord. Now, why did they bring an offering to the Lord? We are not told. Okay. Why was it that one offering the Lord had regard for, and the other offering the Lord did not have regard for? We are not told, but it is apparent from what we see here and what you see in the balance of Scripture and the things that the Lord reveals later on, that the Lord had to describe to them and had to tell them what was appropriate and that which he would have regard for. And you see that that is that of the sacrifice and the shedding of blood, not the offering of the fruit of the ground. There's nothing wrong with the fruit of the ground, okay? There's nothing wrong with offering the fruit of the ground if you offer what the Lord requires, first of all, okay? But Cain didn't do that. And because he did not come in the way that God told him to, Cain was very angry and his countenance fell. We actually see that in the book of Jude. We may have to go check that out next time. Just a couple of verses that we're not to be like Cain in that way, okay? So not to commit the error of Cain. Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. So why was he angry? Well, God did not have regard for his offering. How do they know if God had regard for an offering or not? Again, we're not told. Now, don't get distracted by that. So often people come up with the what ifs and what abouts and all this kind of stuff, and if they can't answer all their questions like that, then they're not going to believe anything the Bible says. That is just abject foolishness. Okay? Having regard for it, the Lord had regard for Abel's and didn't have regard for Cain. Perhaps, and you see this through the scriptural life, perhaps the Lord consumed Abel's offering with fire and Cain sat there. That'd make you angry. okay, and cause your countenance to fall. But we simply don't know. But both knew beyond any shadow of a doubt that Cain's was not received, and Abel's was received. So, verse 6, then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? Notice that the Lord is communicating, dare I say, speaking to the people, to Cain, Abel, but here to Cain directly, and he's saying, hey, why are you angry? Why is your countenance, in other words, your demeanor, your face, why is it fallen? Then God deals with the issue, verse 7, if you do well, will not your countenance be lifted up? What do you mean, if you do well? He was telling him, if you do well, surely you will be accepted. If you will bring the right offering, if you will worship the right way, that's what Jude reveals about this account right here. See, the New Testament things give us insight into what's going on. The First John passage right here tells us that Cain is actually of the evil one because of what he did here and the decision he's about to make. Jude tells us that what Cain's issue was, that he wanted to approach God in the way he wanted to. He wanted to worship God in the way that he wanted to. Apparently, a sacrifice was required of an animal. And you say, well, that's not fair. He didn't raise animals. You exchange a couple of cucumbers for a lamb. You know what I mean? No, he knew what to do, and he didn't do it. God comes to him and says, if you do well, if you will do what I told you to do, you'll be fine. And if you do not do well, this is Genesis 4:7, sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you, but you must master it. He's telling him, sin is sitting right at the door of your life, right at the door of your heart. Its desire, that sin's desire is for you, and it's crouching at that door, but you must master it. Well, how would he master that sin? By doing well, by doing what is right. Are you ready for this? By doing the word of the Lord, by doing what God called him to do in the way that he told him to do it. If you will do what God says to do, it will be right. You will master it and you will resist sin. So what did Cain do? Verse 8, Genesis 4. Cain told Abel, his brother. Told him what? I'll be translated. Cain said to Abel, his brother. Said what? We're not told what. Well, just in the context, what do you suspect it might be? Just think this through a second. Okay, enough thinking time. Cain went and told his brother about this encounter. Went and told his brother what the Lord had said to him. Went and told him what had happened. Okay? And what happened next? And it came about when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. He tells him what the Lord had said to him about, hey, if you'll do what is right, you must master this thing, you'll be all right. But if you don't, it's going to be a problem. And Cain rose up and killed his brother. That's the reason in John 3:12 that it says, we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of the evil one, and slew his brother. And for what reason did he slay him? Because his deeds were evil and his brothers were righteous. Abel, the brother, approached God in the way that God said, and it was declared as a righteous act. Cain did not. God gives him a second chance. Cain refused to do it, went and told his brother about it, and then rose up in the field and killed his brother. Let me tell you what, there's a lot of folks that profess to be believers, profess to be Christians. They're very much religionists in all the things that they do. And all they are, folks, is Cain of heart. They don't kill physically, but they kill with their tongue and they kill with their deeds. Don't be like that. Again, I'm Dale. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.